So when was the last time you actually ever encountered ashes? I mean, unless you're a really bad cook, it's been a long time. We live in a culture that chooses to keep the unsightly things in life out of sight. That's why they're called unsightly. And anything unsightly, like ashes, have been removed from view. Even the ashes or cremains of our loved ones come discreetly prepackaged inside of a decorative container, that we don't even have to see them or touch them. Now, maybe you've had to deal with ashes in a wood-burning fireplace, but everyone's got gas these days. So rarely in our lives do we engage with ashes, except for one day each year. Today, we meet them up close and personal. We smear them on our face, and they mark our foreheads, Ash Wednesday. Christians have imposed, and yes, the word is imposed for what we do, the imposition of ashes, on themselves for centuries as a gesture of humility and penitence. We even read in the Bible, for example, Job repented in dust and ashes. Daniel pleaded with God in prayer and fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And in the book of Esther, the entire Jewish people fasted and wore ashes in their time of lamentation. The prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel summoned their hearers to repent with ashes. Jesus himself refers to repenting with sackcloth and ashes. All of those biblical references associate the sign of ashes with repentance. So this Ash Wednesday, this solemn day, ashes remind us of our need for repentance. So let's ask the question, why are ashes a symbol of repentance? I mean, first of all, to get down into the dust and the ashes means that we're humbling ourselves, to go low in a stance of humility before God. In repentance, we humble ourselves before God. And ashes are dirty. So they remind us that our sins make us dirty, for lack of a better word. And repentance acknowledges that sin sticks to us like dirt. After Adam and Eve's fall, God condemned humanity to death by saying, and you'll hear these words later on today when you come forward for ashes, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And the words ashes to ashes, dust to dust, they're still words that I use at a graveside. So when we repent, we say we deserve death for our transgressions. But that brings us to the second more important question. Why should we repent? We're forgiven, right? We don't have to worry about it. But Joel says, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your hearts, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. Two times in Joel, he says the same thing, return to me with all your heart. And that word return is just a fancy way of saying repent, to do a 180 and come back to God. Why should we repent? Why should we turn around? It's because we're sinful people and we continue to sin. And that's exactly what it says in 1 John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. You know, there's a well-used cartoon about someone who's praying to God, Lord, today I haven't lied, I haven't gossiped, I haven't been unkind, I haven't lost my temper, I haven't had an impure thought or selfish motive, but now it's time to get out of bed. You know, it's not long after waking up that we sin. We're pretty quickly stained by sin by the beginning of every day, and that mark of sin never goes away. God knows it. Scripture reminds us of it, and truthfully, deep down inside, we know it's true. And the penalty is death. And that's why the imposition of ashes today is made in the sign of the cross. Ashes smeared on our forehead with the cross to show us that we've been forgiven by Christ who was crucified. It reminds us of the mercy of God, the grace of God. We are marked with the sign of the cross to remind us of our baptisms when we first received God's mercy and were marked with the cross to witness to our Lord that God's mercies are new every day and that we live in repentant faith. So what? So what? So we repent. We repent today on Ash Wednesday. We repent during the next 40 days of Lent, and we repent every other day of our lives. But we do it in view of God's mercy, as repentance and forgiveness of sin becomes the permanent mark on our lives. I found this story about a pastor in a rural community who was preparing for Ash Wednesday service when she remembered that she had not made the ashes for that service. Folks, we buy our ashes. We do not make our ashes. But in this church, that was their tradition. And while by tradition, many churches make their ashes from the palms from the previous year's Palm Sunday, she didn't know what to do because she hadn't saved any palms from the year before. So she decided what she thought would be the next best thing. Out of the brush pile behind the church building, she pulled out the Christmas tree. It was only 2 months old. It had been out there for the remainder of the winter, and it was all dried out. She thought, this is perfect. So she cut some of the branches off and burnt them into ashes. And when Ash Wednesday arrived, the pastor used those ashes to mark the forehead of her parishioners. Well, later that evening, she receives a phone call from an angry congregant. And this person complained that they could not wash the mark of ashes from their forehead, that the mark was indelible. So the pastor said, went into the bathroom to see if she could get the ashes off of her forehead. But the mark remained on her as well. No matter how much soap and no matter how many times she scrubbed, that mark remained on her forehead. In fact, the mark of the cross on the foreheads of all of those who had received ashes at that service remained visible for several days after Ash Wednesday. And only after repeated washings did it disappear. Well, it turns out that the pine branches from the Christmas tree had originally been sprayed with a dye to make the trees look and stay green through Christmas. And the chemical element of the dye remained in the ashes even after burning, so they stained the skin of the people who had received those ashes imposed upon their foreheads. Folks, these ashes are safe, I guarantee you. Well, the parishioners were understandably irritated by that semi-permanent stain on their foreheads, but there's a lesson to be taken from that little mistake. The unintended but important message is that repentance is not for one day only. It's a permanent mark on our lives, repentance. And the cross, the symbol of God's mercy, should be visible in our lives and through our lives at all times. On this Ash Wednesday and during Lent and in every day, may repentance be the mark of our lives. And may it be a reminder of the great mercy of our God, who has given us the gift of forgiveness and the gift of life eternal through his Son, Jesus Christ. So come and receive the blessing of ashes to mark your desire to repent, to pull a 180. And yes, God always allows U-turns. Bellevue police may not, but God always allows U-turns. No questions asked, no fines given. 180s are most welcome, 24/7. Come and let go of everything that separates you from God and find mercy and grace and peace for your soul. For our God is indeed merciful and gracious, as Joel says, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Come and be marked with God's love and forgiveness and celebrate God's steadfast love. Amen.